Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here in RBN Live this 21st day of March 2024. The lines are open. We have one caller right now. Join the conversation if you're so disposed. Tom in Florida, tell me what's on your mind today.
Yeah, good day, Jim, President Jim. Yeah, what's on my mind? There's so much on my mind. That was a very interesting show you had on yesterday. Well, what's on my mind? Okay. What's on my mind is the call. By the way, so Alexander understands. I did read an article in the USA paper about the Chinese wanting. They don't care if they lost half their population. I believe that was in the 2014 edition of the USA Today paper. That was like over like 10 years ago, but I did read that where the Chinese general said if they lost their population, cut in half, you'd basically be doing them a favor. I just wanted to throw that out there. But another thing, Jim, is this. Now I want to get rolling. And what I want to talk about is what they're trying to do to Trump in York. That's unbelievable to me. This Latifah James, this racist black woman, I don't know what else to call her. Another name.
Yes.
This racist is trying to make Donald Trump pay for all the illegals in New York. They're going to try to take his money, make him mortgage at Trump Tower so they can pay for all these illegals in that damn state. This is what that city. This is what the hell this is about, Jim. This is disgusting what that Latifah James is doing. She's trying to bankrupt Trump or whatever she can do to him so they can't pay for all these illegal aliens in that city. And like I said, Jim, start shipping all these illegals right into Delaware. Put them right where it hurts. Put them right there with Joe Biden.
Yeah.
You feel me? Okay, adios. So you understand, Jim? Have a wonderful weekend.
Tom.
Jim, you know, yeah.
That was an abbreviated call today, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, I you got to understand where I live. You cannot find help. Jim, there's so much I can tell you, but I mean, this is almost impossible to tell you because, you know, they're bringing people that don't speak English. If you want help, the medical profession here in South Florida, you basically got to learn to speak Spanish.
I can't
lie. It's happened in L.A. It's happened in New York.
Tom, I get it.
Let it happen in Delaware. Let's put it in Vermont. Make it mean
Tom,
me in Vermont. How's that?
Okay, thanks. You have a great weekend. Let's see, Tom. This is still only Thursday. Go ahead.
Jim, I would like to say one more thing, if I can, a final thought. My final thought is... right now, Trump. I believe they're going to try to do every dirty trick to kitchen sink at Trump, but he's going to win this because you got these schmucks like Jamie Raskin and you got this Dan Goldman, and they keep screaming out Russia, Russia, Russia. People are getting sick of hearing about Russia, Russia. This is not about Russia, Russia, Russia. This is about Israel, 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 Israel. This is all about Israel running our government, and I think the people in this country, mainly the Christians, are really waking up that they're being persecuted, prosecuted to the full extent by these Zionists. We cannot allow this. Look at Hollywood. We got to completely stop. Like Peter will probably call in and give you a rant, but he's absolutely right. And all the other great callers. There's a lot of callers that don't call RB anymore. They wish they would. And like I said, Jim, I hope one day you have Michael Rivera on your show to have like a call in to let you know you guys discuss. But I've been saying for the last 6-7 years about immigration. Everybody thought I was crazy 6 years ago, and I knew this was going to happen. I knew these demon rats, communist Bolsheviks, were going to flood this country and bring us all kinds of crime. And right now, Jim, what they've done with Lakeland Riley and Molly Tibbetts and Kate Steinle, every one of those families should get $100 million from the government. Do you agree on that?
Yeah. No, I know. It's all outrageous, Tom. Yeah. Good stuff, my friend.
Outrageous. Oh, Jim. Yeah. Jim, by the way, Putin, okay? I want everybody on RBN to understand this. Vladimir Putin last year was going out saying he wants every white Russian woman to have a child by a white Russian man, and they'll pay him in Russian rubles. So why is Putin so bad? Donald Trump can never do that, or none of these leaders over here, but Putin's telling all his white Russian women, have babies, have 4 or 5 babies.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Good.
I want to hear Lauren and Renee call about that. Vladimir Putin's telling his women to have children by the thousands, by millions.
He understands. He understands evolution, my friend. He understands. Good stuff, Tom. Good.
Thanks. Children.
Yep. Thank you, Tom. Thank you so much. You got it. You got Francis in North Carolina. How are you today, girl? Francis.
Hello, young man.
Are you there?
Man.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm here. You know, I have to admit, I am suffering from either a pain disassociation or a pain, whatever the problem is, it's not recognized or whatever, or no, never mind. That was the biggest funny crock I've ever heard in my life. So,
go pain in equity. Pain in equity.
That's it. Hey, you know, if one ethnicity can claim that, why not all ethnicities? Go figure. But aside from that, one thing I did notice, I had to applaud Tom on a couple of points. However, I think he missed one. Not only is the one broad pulling the stud about paying for the immigrants to illegally go into New York, whatever, but I think he forgot about the mayor that started the whole garbage to begin with from the get-go. I think I alluded to this about a few weeks back or last month or whatever, and they got a chaotic mess up there as far as immigrants going there illegally, being bussed in, shall we say, and told where to go to get money and get their phone cards and who knows what kind of tributes are getting dished out. Now, aside from that issue, this thing with Kennedy and so forth, you know, there's something to be said for the terminology strange bedfellow, especially when the bed has been laced with money, money, money. It's so funny in the rich man's world. That's a bad song. But anyway, so much for ABBA. But to say the least, it doesn't surprise me about who is lacing his bed as far as a VP is concerned, possibly. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm just sitting back watching, observing who's doing what with who, where, when, and why, and so forth. I think we already know what the why is. And as far as the aspect, as far as Putin goes, well, you know what? For women here in the U.S., you have to be selective about what dude you want to have sex with and to have children with, for crying out loud. There are some dudes I wouldn't mind it, and there's some dudes I'm like, I don't think so. Forget it. So the aspect of dragging in Renee about her perception of that mess, about what Putin's looking to pay women to spit out kids in Russia, you know, that's a cute tactic, but to me that's kind of slack intellectually. But unless Putin is going to pay for their medical bills, pay for their housing and so forth, you know, the families themselves can handle their own ends, just like we do here in the U.S., Now, the question is whether or not the everyday person here in the U.S. that's not here illegally is actually able to attain and actually able to afford a roof over their head, food on the table, as well as be picky about or selective about who you're going to have the children of.
Give us a final thought, Francis.
My final thought is, has always been with the Palestinians over in Israel, as well as to Layla, Peter, and so forth, and regarding to the massacre over there and the people who reclaim their land, for that matter.
What? Yes.
Later, dude.
Thanks. Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, join the conversation.
Hey, how you doing? I'm just laughing about the pain equity thing. I'll get to that in a second. But with regard to the Russians, Tom was saying, let's see what they have to say about that. Look, who's been calling in here telling white people, you better have some babies? You better quit paying taxes to bring all these brown people in to take everything you got. Who's been saying that? So don't get on me. I'm not the one not having babies. I got 5 children, and I'd have had more. But, you know, nobody's stopping white people from having babies except for white children that grow up in those ridiculous schools, those things they call schools, who teach your children not to have babies. Bible, be fruitful and multiply. Schools, here's how you kill your baby. And, oh, we put clinics in the school so you don't even have to leave the campus. Come here and we'll give you your birth control. Are you 486? their own kids and then want to blame somebody. Give me a break. It's old already. These people are moving in, and you aren't going to get them out any more than the Indians got the white men out. Now, you still have a chance. Stop giving them money that you don't owe them. Now, if you owe taxes, if you work for the government, if you get from the kitty, you got to pay to the kitty. So if you're a government worker, yeah, you owe taxes. But if you're working with your labor as the source, that your enterprise, the Bible says if a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat. It doesn't say anything about owing the fruit of your labor to a third party. And don't bring up Romans. That's if you're in their system, play by the rules. I'm not a U.S. citizen. I don't pay taxes, income taxes. So if I was a U.S. citizen, then I'd be obliged to pay taxes and get the benefits and the privileges. But I'd be responsible for the duties. It says the privileges and duties. You see, so it's not free money. You're whoring yourself out for nothing when all you have to do is do what God said do. Get up and work. Be productive. What are you doing all day? All these people, what are you doing? Everybody waiting for the universal basic income. Nothing's coming. Molly Tibbet, she's not getting any money. Lachlan, Lakin, she's not getting any money. No. What you get is their heel in your face because you're weak. It says the meek shall inherit the earth, not the weak. What is it when you keep giving them money, when you keep giving them access to your children, when you keep shuddering and listening to what they say they're going to do instead of making a plan about what you're going to do? Me, I'm getting ready to go back down to my greenhouse. Got to put some food in. Get that food in. You make yourself not dependent on anything they have, just like Texas pulled that money out. Exactly. Stop giving them money. Stop giving them doing what they say and stop giving them access to your children. Take those cell phones from your children. You're literally poisoning your children. That's what's happening with those cell phones. The 5G towers in the schools, the kids are coming up with cancer and they can't concentrate and, you know, they're premature aging. And I mean, they all kind of problems with these kids. And not to mention running around with a bunch of porn and disgusting stuff and mental stupidity, mental gymnastics. Carbon dioxide's bad. Oh, we have to save the earth from carbon dioxide by not growing any food. John Kerry. Oh, well, let's just... Bill Gates, hey, bug factory. You're going to eat the bugs. Okay, so why are we listening to these people? Why are we doing what they say? Why are we not talking about what we're getting ready to do to them? Is my plan, reuse the rope. The trials for treason. And reuse the rope. Treason is the reason. This is not rocket science. You don't need anybody to have a year investigation. It's like Hillary Clinton and her emails. We all saw it. They did it right in front of us. But they don't care what you think anymore because you're a bunch of pussy. You still give them your money. You still do what they say. And you still give them access to your kids. And let your kids have all the filthy Jew media, all the filthy shows, all the filthy video games killing people. And you're going to blame the Jews? It's not the Jews' fault. My kids don't see any of that crap. I just spaced and forgot her name. Layla. Poor Layla. I feel sorry for your children. Well, that's okay. You got a right to feel sorry for my children. And they got a right to eat while y'all are starving. Because they know how to make the world, you know, operate in the world. They know how to work. They know how to produce. They work. And that's what I'm saying. If you understand how all this works, there's nothing to be afraid of. And you'd understand they don't have any power over you. 8 billion of us, a couple thousand of them. Are you kidding me? And I don't care if they do have all those weapon systems up there. You can't kill everybody. And so that's the point. It's about our attitude. It's about our respect for each other. You don't have to be a Christian to respect your neighbor, to not steal from him, to not lie about him, to not, you know, covet what he has. Instead, you know, get up. You've got some skill set, and what skills you don't have, come on, you can develop them. You can learn almost anything on the internet. I mean, I'm amazed at what you can learn. And so that's where our minds need to be. Stop focusing on what they say they're doing and start focusing on what we're going to do. And then real quick on the drugs. I used to sell morphine. I sold against Purdue Frederick. So the one they got sued for, I sold Oramorph, okay, the competition. We got zip code statistics for everything So I knew what my doctors were writing, which ones were writing, and I knew where they were writing. I had the zip code and sales for every zip code. And for me, my morphine was used mostly in the hospitals, cancer patients, but we were coming into chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. When you look at a slide for those people, there is no pathogen. So when the doctor looks at it, he says, this lady, she's just having anxiety. And they were sticking him on Valium and head drugs back when I, you know, was working. And the reason was is because women have lower blood volume. So this prions, this mad cow thing that you're seeing now with this COVID shot, they're saying long COVID looks like Lyme disease. That's because it's the same weapon developed by Merck Sharp and Dohme. The paper's called Mycoplasma, the Linking Pathogen in Neurosystemic Diseases. Pull it up. It'll show you all the things that these people are suffering from now. And because it's so various, varied, you know, you go to the specialist for this for your stiff knees and your arthritis. You go to the specialist for this for your kidney failure. You go to the, so there's no bringing it back down to the root. The root is called mycoplasma. It was developed by Merck Sharp and Dohme. They took glycoprotein 120 out of mycoplasma, put it in that COVID shot, and gave you all AIDS. That's why it's killing you over time. That's why it's transmissible. That was the gain of function conferences that Anthony Fauci had. And who wrote about it? Dr. A.G. Huff. He was vice president of EcoHealth, who was there for the development of the weapon and the countermeasure. Those are his words. The book is called The Truth About Wuhan. And you don't have to buy it. Go to A.G. Huff's Twitter and you can look at the data for yourself. But the gist of it is they gave people chronic fatigue. This was when you had the first Epstein-Barr chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. Well, the fibromyalgia is literally calcium deposition in the muscle tissue. It's basically arthritis in your soft tissue. And they'll call it like tendonitis or fibromyalgia, but they look for a set of symptoms. There is no pathogen that they could find. Now, they used to do a polymerase chain reaction, a PCR test, to multiply what's in there so you can get a look and see, and then use that with the symptoms. That's how you would diagnose. Well, what they did was throw out the symptoms, just look at the PCR, which they ran 40 times so they always came out yes, and then stuck those people in the hospital where they killed them on midazolam, which I sold, brand name Versed. It's a short-term sedative. It is not meant for you to be on it, and the average time to death is 5 days after you're on that drug because it's not meant to suppress your respiration. And then they put you on a respirator, on a vent, on high, which is extraordinarily painful. So they sedate you, and then down you go. I mean, the whole thing, they're just killing people. But again, why are we going to doctors that don't understand what's happening to get resolution for a weapon that was made by the Department of Defense and these drug companies? So then we keep on buying their drugs, going to the doctors, giving them money, paying them taxes, giving them access to our children to watch TV and see drug commercials and go to schools and learn about how to kill their babies. See how this is all our fault and how in 30 days the world would look completely different if you would just decide to run your own life and stop looking for someone to blame? And I'm not saying there's not bad Jews. I'm not saying there's not bad blacks. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, this is, you know, we need to have American patriot babies, you know. And mostly, I tell you what, I like America. I liked it as a white nation. I do like me some white Christians, peaceful, docile people, not trying to hurt anybody. I don't want to live with a bunch of African tribes or a bunch of South Americans. Or a bunch of Haitian cannibals. No.
Sensational. No. Sensational call, Lauren. I can't thank you enough. We'll be right back. Where a wedding has been.
Lives in a dream. Waits at the window. Wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Health Simple with Kalwara Shilaji, fact bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilajit is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilajit makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Sherry in Kansas, join the conversation, Sherry.
Hi, Jim. Hey, going back to that story on that guy in Arkansas that the ATF raided, I heard that it was a dynamic entry, and it was before it got light, and that is why he shot at them. And I also heard that, now this was between 7 and 8 this morning, the report I heard, and it wasn't an RBN show. But they said he was brain dead. So the article where you got it, it didn't say anything about him being brain dead?
Yeah, so he was shot in the head, but not that he was dead. I can believe it.
Yeah, they said he was brain dead. They can keep him alive, but at that time, they hadn't released the ATF hadn't released the body. And, I mean, this guy ran an airport, the Bill and Hillary Clinton Airport. I just wonder why they had. Now, I did hear he was a gun enthusiast. And, but what the heck were they looking for? And where my mind was going is, I wonder if he had any information that they didn't want getting out on these, where they're bringing all these immigrants in, or not immigrants, illegal aliens in.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, Sherry. And, of course, Clintons are pretty quick to dispose of their political enemies. So if he were any threat to them, that could also explain it.
No, but he's running the airport that's named after
him. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I think you've got a good conjecture there. He may have known something they did not want to get out. I can believe that quite easily.
Yeah, because he's got a little more social status than David Koresh, huh?
Yes, yes,
so,
yes.
Okay. I guess that's all I had.
That's fine, Sherry.
All right.
I appreciate the call. Good point. Laura in Michigan. Laura, join the conversation.
Sir, I guess it's your day for women to call in.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell Francis, Putin is not making women hook up with different men. He wants them to have babies with their husbands. And then he doesn't give them allowances, more housing allowances, and different perks for having babies. So it's not like you're saying at all. I congratulate Putin for winning the election, too. Also,
yes.
Mr. Fetzer, what do you think about the new short list? Who's on the new short list of Trump's?
Tell me, I haven't heard the latest. Give me the rundown. Who?
Marco Rubio, somebody none of us even thought about.
I didn't catch the name.
Marco Rubio.
Oh, Marco Rubio. Nah, that's silly. He's not going to run with Marco Rubio. I would think that's just a ridiculous idea, Sherry. I wouldn't like that. That would not be positive. That would be a negative, in my opinion. I wonder if he's floating. You know, a lot of times they float names just because they want to let a certain voting group, presumably he would be representing Cubans, that he is taking them seriously. I'd be astonished if he were on the ticket with Trump.
Right. Also, you know, Chlamydia Harris, she's holding rallies for Biden at Planned Parenthood. That's all
Chlamydia.
The Democrats have is killing babies. I think that's why Trump has said, well, we'll go 15 weeks, which I wish he would just not even get into this abortion.
Oh, she's a cipher. She's insignificant. Nobody gives a damn about Chlamydia Harris. That's quite a name you have for her. I love that.
That was Patrick Flattery. He made that up.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like it. I like it. Laura, give us a final thought.
Well, I'm just, I had a couple of things, but you had so many callers, I lost it.
Okay, if you think of them.
Okay.
You can even call back, Laura, if you want to add a few more words. I'm glad you called.
Okay.
Vinny in New Jersey. Vinny, join the conversation.
Hi, Jim.
Yes.
Hi, Jim. Did you hear about the new HBO special? Coming out.
No, it's going to be a joke. Go ahead.
Oh, you're going to love this one. It's called The Truth versus Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah. I already know about it. What a farce.
My point is, people, what's happening is.
Vinny, hang on. We're going to have a break. We're going to have a break, and we'll pick it up after the break. Stand by.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I look at all the lovely people. I look at all the lovely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, Vinny, go ahead. Tell us about The Truth versus Alex Jones.
No. Well, it's not out yet. You could
It's out. Sure, it's no. Sorry, it's already premiered in Austin, Texas. Sure, it has.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, I'm behind the times, but
I think it's a flop. I can't get any reviews of it anywhere except for clearly paid reviews. They interviewed me for that movie, but I was contradicting everything. I was contradicting everything they wanted to present, so they left me on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, they're not gonna say anything about that. But my point is, how much did Alex get paid for that?
Well, it's attacking Alex. I mean, it's a whole bunch of Sandy Hook
parents. Yeah, but how much money did he get paid for it? Because right there, it's a lawsuit. You know, there's things
I don't think he was paid anything for it. It's an attack on him.
My point is that there's a certain amount of, you know, when you start saying things like that on a profit system like HBO, you need to ask why. The problem I always had with Alex is every time he was out of during the show trial, he was outside talking to the audience. He never led them to anything. I mean, he was gagged inside the court, and I could understand that. But I'm sure you would do the same thing. When you're outside the court and you're talking to the audience, you could point them in a direction that will justify your actions. And that's something that Alex never did. You know, he's still talking about 19 Arab hijackers hijacking planes.
Yeah, ridiculous. He was on both sides of the issue. He was on both sides of the Sandy Hook issue, so no matter where you stood, you could attack him. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he claimed he never even
read. All they could do was attack him, Jim. That's all they can do.
Well, he didn't do much of a job. I sought to intervene in all his cases with an amicus brief to explain how there was a massive evidence nobody had died, that it was a FEMA drill. I've got the evidence. I've carried it as far as the Supreme Court, and I've got absolutely nowhere. It's just embarrassing.
I know all about what you do, but what's happening is all of these things that are happening to you and showing how the courts, even the Supreme Court, is not ruling for somebody like you, where they're basically spitting in everybody's face. So that's why I always tell people, if you really think you're going to change something in Congress, you have to go to Google or DuckDuckGo and put in 29 standing ovations and look at that. Watch them all standing up, because this place, this Congress, it's a rigged system. Now, I don't lose hope about anything, but unless you understand what you see, nobody's going to ever realize. I mean, everything they did to us during COVID and how they ignored everything, and now they're slowly telling you all these things like, well, we were wrong for doing this, and yeah, the masks don't work and everything else, but they still stole billions of dollars from, you know, if you want to call it a treasury, the United States. They never did anything to compensate what really went on. They don't care. These people are all psychopaths and sociopaths. They all were bought. Anybody that speaks out in Congress, what happens to them? What happened to Paul Wellstone? What happened to anybody else? Cynthia McKinney? What happened? So you see this, unless you people that you know and care about understand these things, nothing's ever going to come in. There's not going to be any kind of change at all. None whatsoever. And I'm always hopeful, but I'm an agnostic like you, and praying doesn't really do anything. You know, that's the kind of person I am. I'm not, you know, belittling anybody for doing what they do, but it all comes down to, you know, this is, none of this makes any sense. None of it. Now, if you see something different than I do, I mean, what did Trump's son-in-law, he just started making statements about how cool, you know, how nice it would be to have shorefront property in Gaza. I mean, he's either a sociopath or a psychopath. So this
Jared
is what
Kushner.
We're really dealing with.
Jared Kushner is talking about oceanfront property in Gaza, that's really disgusting.
Yeah, so this is what I'm... Now, this makes no sense. You know, has Trump said anything? Or, you know, he talks every once in a while about things, but I'm sure the school shooters with the magic sneakers that change colors and things, and his son knows about those things. And he's actually tweeted things like that, but what's going on here? Do they really think that everybody is stupid?
Vinny, give us a final thought.
Okay, John Hankey, you know who he is?
Sure.
He just put out a wonderful YouTube video about what happened and actually happened in Israel. And it's still up on YouTube. I guess after they listen in, it'll be taken down. But it shows all the evidence that it was an inside job. Take care, Jim, and thanks. Never stop doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Vinny. Bye. Thank you, Vinny. Tom in Utah. Tom, join the conversation.
Hi, Jim. Hey.
Hi, Jim.
Hey. Hate to sound a little bit myopic, but I'm still reaching out to any GI or friend of a GI who's had the issues with records, particularly
yes.
those records of the Gulf War Syndrome 1.
Yeah. Yes. Then.
So I'm begging people to go
destroyed at the Mira, that were destroyed at the Mira building, right, Tom? Yeah.
And somebody also mentioned a fire in St. Louis or in another records cache.
Yeah.
So related to the Gulf War.
Yeah. Looks deliberate, doesn't it? Yeah.
Looking for anybody that's had any experience. See, they're trying to discredit this gentleman that I'm defending or helping defend. They want to charge him with stolen valor. So they're doing everything they can to, how to say, hide or destroy his credibility so they can prevail in the courtroom and charge him with arson that never was.
Yes.
This poor guy's gone through hell for the last 5.5, 6 years now.
Yes.
So
yes,
I'm definitely looking for anybody that's had any experience with records, particularly the Marines that served in that first Gulf War event, Desert Fox, or Desert Storm, Desert Shield.
Was it and Desert Storm, Desert Shield? Where should they go to make contact with you?
TomInUtah.com, that's easy to remember, or FlamesOfInjustice.com. My phone number is at the bottom. And just remember, I don't have internet. I don't have access to email. Although my email account is still working, a friend will pick it up. But the best thing to do is call me at the phone number that's at the bottom.
Go ahead. Tom, I wish
and
you well.
Also,
I hope you're successful, and any veterans who can help here, TomInUtah.com is a place to go. Tom, I appreciate
it. There's also a change.org petition attached. When they open up that webpage, it'll say Metals Fire at the top. That's the original name. But there's a link to change.org, but there's also a link to the other issue, which is still ongoing, you know, the gassing America. But anyway, the other thing I want to also plea, we can't afford to lose any more of our patriots like we've done with, the mechanic last week. So please,
yes.
get a grip. take care of yourselves. Anyway, Jim, when you get a chance, give me a holler.
Much appreciated, Tom. Thank you so much for the call. Paul in New Jersey. Paul, join the conversation.
Hello, Mr. Fetzer. Mr. Fetzer, in all honesty, sometimes when I hear Lauren in Ohio, I think what a tolerant, wonderful person you are because, you know, you're not doing the Christian thing, right? And this is the irony here. The fact is, in the book of Timothy, right, the Apostle Paul says, let a woman quietly receive instruction with entire submissiveness. But I do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet. And so the question is, should we apply that rule, like Christian principles, to Lauren? So then when Lauren calls in trying to lecture men, you could tell her, that's not very Christian. Where's your husband?
I welcome all voices, as you well know, Paul. So, you know, I love it.
Right, but that's not very Christian. But you're not being very Paulian. You're not being a Paulian Christian. A true Christian.
It's okay. I'm not a Christian. I'm an agnostic. Yeah.
And by the way, which is, we should have segregated schools anyway. It really should be like that. Women are a distraction. But here's the point about her.
You know, when I was an undergraduate, Princeton was all male. It was a huge benefit to me intellectually that we didn't have, you know, women there. They would have been a whole different atmosphere. So I actually endorse same-sex colleges. I think it's a great idea. I agree with you on that, Paul.
Yeah, I think they should be sexually segregated. And then you don't have these sexual harassment at the
time,
issues.
My girlfriend at the time went to Vassar, which was also all girl at the time. That was same sex. Go ahead.
Yeah, because it's a distraction. Here's the other thing, though. She's in public, and she introduces these topics. And by the way, I know things about her that she has introduced on other shows, and I will not bring them up on your show until she introduces these topics. And I warn all people who call your show or any show, once you introduce a topic about your private life, don't get upset when people attack or critique your private life because you introduced it. All right.
Uh-huh.
So once you say something about your private life in public, don't be mad about people critiquing it. Now, what Lauren does is she always says how, oh, she doesn't pay taxes. She doesn't pay taxes. Now, listen, she lives in Ohio. I looked up the laws in Ohio. If you own property in the state of Ohio, you're paying property. So I'd love to hear her, although really her husband. I'd like to hear her husband call in to find out how they don't pay taxes. Right? Because, you know, she brags about, like, oh, yeah, I'm very cavalier and flippant. I don't pay taxes. We don't pay taxes. Tell us about how you don't pay taxes so maybe I can learn from her or actually her husband.
Okay. I think we get it. I think we get it, Paul. Do you have a final thought for today?
Well, I think the same applies for, like, Muslims in, like, Europe. You know, the same applies. In other words, if you adopt Islam, then you should be held to Islamic standards. So sometimes they think in London, when an Islamic man might rape a European girl, we should give them Sharia punishments for those who believe in Sharia and state that they believe in Sharia in public. And perhaps
what would be the Sharia punishment for rape?
Probably death penalty.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Unless,
you know, in Islam. As I'm sure you know, Paul, when I would explain to students that in Islam there's no consumption of alcoholic beverages and no sex outside of marriage, the enthusiasm for conversion diminished significantly.
Exactly. And that's what I think is, like, disingenuous about these Muslims that emigrate to Christian countries. And part of the reason I think they run wild is because they know that they're in a more lenient or more tolerant society, and the punishments aren't that bad. And by the way, this also applies to why we have these chronic crime problems in the United States. If we brought back more stricter punishments, and I actually advocate for corporal punishment, you know, and to be brought back for, you know, like certain types of theft. Because I believe, like, when you're a migrant who comes from Somalia, and you come to the United States and you commit a crime in the United States, the prisons in the United States are a better standard of living than your homeland was back in Somalia.
Yeah,
so there's no punishment.
May well be, Paul. That's an interesting point.
Yeah.
Listen,
so
good.
In a sense, and these are, of course, like interwoven, like kind of a theme, which is basically of people who profess to be Christian, not acting Christian. And then would they really like it if we applied their Christian rules, right? And the same goes for Muslims, too, in the West.
I like your calls because you're very cerebral, and I look forward to the next. I got four others here standing by, so I'm going to move, right, Paul, but I thank you. Good stuff. John in Michigan. John, join the conversation. John.
Hello. Yes, now I'm
up. Yeah.
Yes, well,
we got you.
There's a few things that your last caller might not understand about Lauren's position. She's a nationalist, and you can become one, too. The status was taken from us, I think, after the bankruptcy of 1933. Taxes weren't collected. There were this country was built not on building taxes or land taxes. And if you have your land patent, which was confiscated, just like your car title, is owned by the state. It's their car. That's why you need insurance and need a license, because they want to protect their property. Lauren is a very smart woman, and I'd like to have She's smarter than most of the men I know on the commissioner board here in Bel Air. So, you know, I'd rather listen to someone that, and my sister is Mary Tocco, who does her childhood shots, who's done research on vaccines for over 40 years. I'd rather listen to her than some nurse or doctor telling me all about the goodness of all this garbage.
Sure. Oh, so I thought Paul was being a bit tongue-in-cheek there about, you know, women should be seen and not heard. I mean, you know,
Who would interest that today?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't know the gentleman, but when he brought up the taxes thing, find out when it all started and find out that you are a slave if you're a 14th Amendment citizen of the United States. So, you can, all of that is all very possible. Richard Sales, who I don't know if he's still on the network, but he understands the thing about being a national. So leave that lady alone. She's got five children. She's raising them. Whether her husband's there or not, he could have been killed in the war, who knows where. But she's doing her thing. She's been involved with the pharmaceutical industry, the head of the beast, the head of the snake. So she's very, very knowledgeable and very aware of her presence as a woman. Well, and I have
you notice I didn't cut her off, John.
Yeah,
I'm glad you didn't.
I was hoping you wouldn't, Jim, because this lady is very knowledgeable. I have seven sisters, so don't, you know, then they all have their opinion. This whole world has been dumbed down through the education system. Anybody that's 50 or younger has been dumbed down and don't understand their status as a person. And you go into the courtrooms, all the courtrooms are administrative tribunals for the corporation. So,
John, look, that's all good. And I appreciate your calls. And I got 1, 2, 3, 4 others standing by. Another is joined. But,
God bless
Lon.
God bless you, and at least have the Almighty bless you and your family. Thank you for being there.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Very thoughtful. Dan in Washington. Dan, go ahead. Chime in.
Yeah. Real quick, I agree with Paul. I think Lauren can be very hypocritical when she says how Christian she is, but she's against welfare or taxes to help poor people and minimum wage and all this kind of stuff. But I don't hear her calling in saying, you know, war's bad or military spending's bad or anything like that. You know, so when people use Christianity like that, it's just, I think Paul was right. I mean, I can look in the Bible and get it to say whatever I want it to say, basically. So,
sure.
Anyway, yesterday I made the point. My point is, everywhere I go, there's homeless people, people eating out of dumpsters with no teeth. And so we spend $1 trillion a year on the military. And, you know, this China stuff, you know, I remember Phil Knight from Nike shipping the Nike factory over there in, like, 1989. You know, it's not China's fault.
Oh, NAFTA and all that,
our jobs over there. So let me ask you, though, if we go to war with China, whose fault is it, theirs or ours?
It seems we're being provocative. I don't see China making any menacing moves toward the United States. I just don't see it. So, you know, I think this is all premature hysteria. It's got to have a political benefit, Dan. You know, it's silly. Basically silly.
Yeah, same with Russia. If we go to war with Russia, who's at fault, you know?
Give me a final thought. Some days you'll have more time than today. Give me a final thought.
I'm concerned about sleeper cells like from Iran, Russia, or China and America, but as long as they just take out our ruling elite, I'm okay with it. So,
We got it, Dan. Scorpio, how nice to have you call. Join the conversation.
Hello, Jim. Good to hear your voice. Great callers you have today, as always. I'm actually calling in to agree with you this time. I don't think there's a chance in the world that Trump will pick Marco Rubio for a variety of reasons. You know, rumors of him being a homosexual have swirled around him for many years, and I think there's probably something to that, judging from his body language. But, you know, it was hilarious when Trump absolutely destroyed Marco Rubio's campaign when he called him Little Marco, you know, and
yes.
The name stuck, and his campaign imploded, just like when he called Jeb Bush Low Energy Jeb, and his campaign
yes.
imploded.
Yes.
So
he has a gift. He has a gift for that. He has a gift for that, doesn't he, Scorpio? I heard that Rubio that was actually a gay hustler when he was a kid.
Oh yeah, I think there's a lot of possibilities. That's true. And yeah, he does have a talent for that. I believe in giving credit where credit is due. He knows how to size somebody up and find their weakness and
yes.
make a nickname stick.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I just want to say that. And hey, thanks for taking my call, Jim. Well, let's do a show together soon. Okay.
Always a pleasure. Yeah, I'm glad to hear
okay.
from you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Joe,
okay.
in Florida.
Bye-bye.
Joe, take advantage. You got a minute or two. Joe.
Dr. Fitz, thank you, Dr. Yeah. Fitz. By the way, you are a professor, and you're actually very good at policing the RBN High School. You know, Paul versus Lauren, and Renee versus Alexander, and Dan versus... Anyway, there's two really quick things. I want to say I'm done with the Republican Party. Okay, what's the initials known by the GOP? They should call it the SGP, the Chavez Goy Party, because today
yeah.
Speaker Mike Johnson invited Bibi the Butcher Nazi Yahoo to speak to our Congress. An outrage.
No.
I saw the headline
Tell
that he's invited.
Or he's thinking, so.
Yeah, either he's already done it or he's about to do it. And then the second part is...
That's horrible.
Yeah. It's a disgrace. And John Cornyn, who I think he's trying to make him the next majority leader, he gets up on the floor of the Senate criticizing the Grand Rebbe Schumer. Oh, Schumer criticized Netanyahu as if that was tough language. Anyway, Cornyn says, criticizing Israel and Hamas is like criticizing the victim. Like Israel's the victim in this genocidal, right. mass genocide of people. So I'm done with it. It's the SGP, the Chavez Goy Party. You can have it. Trump
yeah.
is another person.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
need Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm done with this party.
Good.
Thank
Joe,
you.
Joe, I get it. Great points. Very nice emphasis to end. Thomas in New Mexico, call tomorrow. We'll get you on. Spend all the time you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN. See you tomorrow.
I want somebody to love.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.